I suppose it was fairly typical of British industry, but it does seem to have been pretty strong here. There was very much an us and them sort of
yes.
attitude.
There was an us and them attitude, and I think it's all sewn up. Whilst the management, don't get me wrong, the management were well knowledgeable about the aircraft and facilities and how they wanted to manufacture them. And the workforce had responded, obviously, for previous 50 years or whatever, in meeting the building of the aircraft. The world had changed outside aviation. The world had changed a lot. And also, profits were becoming more and more important. You had to survive. And also, you had to invest in modern machinery. You couldn't use the same machine that you'd used 40, 50 years before. You had to think, how am I going to do better quality, better finishes, lower cost of maintenance? And I think that's where the problem lay. The management didn't always see the need for change. And because they didn't see the need for change, they didn't see the need for the union to change.
So the management and unions were sort of tied into a kind of an unholy alliance, if you like.
I think that's a good way of summing it up, Bill. Mm.